broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the Wisconsin On Demand app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
It's a great day to be alive on this Wednesday, everybody. Kyle Brusten-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Very nice. Very nice to be with you all. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nordman. Kyle, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm feeling good.
Extra good?
Yeah. What are you alluding to there, Benjamin?
Yeah, you got the chest out a little bit.
I always have my chest out. They're a little flabby. I can't help that.
It's not what I was going for. Okay. I'm more so meant, you know, figuratively, your chest is out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I walk around with confidence every day, baby. That's how Mama Wallace and Papa Wallace raised me.
Brad Nordman with a real chest that stands out due to hard work and lifting weights. How are you, Super Bowl 50 runner-up?
I'm doing good. I'm just impressed at Kyle's specialist knowledge. I mean,
He went to the lab.
You keep on showing me that, Kyle. You do know a thing or two about specialists.
Yeah.
I'm rubbing off on you.
Yeah, no.
Oh, don't be so modest.
I didn't know,
Kyle.
We're going there now. I told y'all. I'm like a GM. What can I say? What do you call me, Ben?
What'd I call you?
A couch.
Couch GM?
Couch GM. A hell of a couch GM. Goody just listens to the show. Goody just listens to the show and he says, yep, Kyle said do that. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, you think he heard that and said, you know what? That's a good idea.
You know who heard
it? I'm going to check that out.
Christian Watson Daddy heard it. And then he told Christian, and Christian told Goody, and Goody said, let me go look up this Narv Dog guy.
Narv Dog it is. The Packers have released Greg Joseph. They released Anders Carlson the day before. And they have claimed kicker Braden Narveson off waivers today. Now, why this is somewhat relevant is, A, the Packers have a kicker, and B, somehow, some way, as I tweeted, our blind squirrel got one right. Here was Kyle Wallace at 4:07 p.m. Central on Monday during Kyle Brust and Nordman.
There's got to be some kicker out there that the Packers could potentially find. I did this research myself.
Uh-oh.
Braden Narveson. Narveson. I don't even know how to say it.
I did this research myself.
No, listen.
But I don't know how to
hear me
name.
Out. Hear me out. In this last weekend preseason win over the Seahawks, undrafted rookie Braden Narveson attempted to make Tennessee's decision a bit more difficult. Not only did Narveson crush a 59-yarder with room to spare in the fourth quarter, but he also kicked a game winner. The Titans have Nick Folk as their kicker already, who is basically locked in there. They say, can we sneak him to the practice squad? Hell no, you can't, because Braden's going to be wearing green and gold come Wednesday. Woo, that boy, he's smart. That boy, wicked smart.
You even called the day.
The Wednesday thing is the thing that freaks me out. On Wednesday, he's going to be claimed. No practice squad for him. He's going to be in green and gold.
You painted a very specific picture, and darn it, did it come true completely.
I mean, parts were very specific of the picture. Narveson?
Yeah. Listen, I didn't know his name like that. Now I was trying to read and do all the stuff.
You
at the
still
same
even
time.
Know how to pronounce my daughter's name.
I sure don't. That is very true. I have to
so
pause.
Consider me not shocked. You didn't know how to say.
I had.
Now, this is what happens, like, when you were so mad after the NFC divisional round game when the Green Bay Packers lost to the Niners, you called him Anderson Carlson, and you were being dead serious, but you're like, I don't even like, and I couldn't, every time I tried to say Anders Carlson, I just called him Anderson Carlson just because Kyle was doing that. Now I have to look at my phone and say, Braden Narveson.
Narveson.
Yeah, I mean, Narveson. And, you know, I think Nard Dog will do, the Nard Dog. Andy Bernard, office reference, Nard Dog.
Yeah, but it'd be like Narv Dog.
Narv Dog.
Yeah. Narv Dog.
I like the Narv Dog.
Yeah, I like that too.
Ain't nothing but a Narv Dog.
I hope.
Strofe, you like that, man? Yeah, ain't nothing but a Narv Dog.
Yeah.
You know the words.
All right, now.
I was going to try and like ad lib, putting it through the yellow goalpost, friend of mine.
Let's just knock out one thing at a time, man.
Yeah, ain't nothing but a Narv Dog.
Be careful singing Elvis Presley.
Why? I was crushing it. 800-990-3776. James the Postman, I've seen this. He has been texting in during Wildy and Tausch, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. He wanted to make sure that you got your flowers. I've been waiting all day, Kyle. Here's your virtual flowers.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And it's the thing.
It's not for me. It's from James.
No, I appreciate James.
You know, working hard right now.
Josh, you hound dog, you. Grind on time.
I hope we're not crying over the Narv dog.
No, I hope we're not. And here's the thing is that, listen, we don't know how good Brayden's going to be whatsoever, but I'm happy that the Packers actually moved on and found somebody that obviously the Titans, they couldn't keep two kickers, right? And when you just look up
about Narveson now here's my proclamation now that I would like to make. What did you call me? A couch GM? You know, like you walk in, yeah, my chest is out. I called this one to the date. Yo, he's still a rookie.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the Packers didn't go out and get, you know, a vet. Like, he's still a rookie. And, Brad, you've done some research on his college kicking. Obviously had a good preseason for the Tennessee Titans. And I saw that Goody in his press conference said, now, are you buying or selling this from Goody? Yeah, we were impressed with him. We looked at him when we were going through our draft process.
You buy it after
a specialist run?
Yes, you do. You know why? You buy that because he knew that they still need to evaluate potential kickers
That's saving face.
You're right. Here's why I buy it. Goody, 7 minutes ago at his press conference, according to our friend Rob Domofsky on X, quote, Gutekunst on how much Carlson's last miss in the preseason factored, quote, it was the culmination of the whole camp, end quote. On Anders Carlson.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Yuck. And like, again, everybody would agree with that statement. There's nobody that can disagree that, you know, Goody's wrong on this one. Anders was crushing it all preseason. No, it was an up and down roller coaster disaster. And as soon as you thought he was taking steps, he would take a step back. And here we are. Kyle Wallace, the prognosticator, has Narveson, the Narv dog, as the kicker on Monday at 4:07. Here we are Wednesday when he said he would be in green and gold. Brad, you are our specialist. Although you did not predict Brayden Narveson to the Green Bay Packers, shed some light onto who he is and what Packers fans need to know, because this is the start of a new journey. Matt LaFleur is praying for Anders Carlson to make kicks. Will he be praying this season? We will find out. But what do we know about the Narv?
Yeah, well, let's start with Goody's comment on we liked him coming out of college and all that kind of stuff. I'm sure that, so no matter what the position is, so like even if the Packers with Jordan Love, they evaluate all the quarterbacks. Every position of every player coming out, they evaluate. So they probably had, okay, coming out of the 2024 draft, here are our top five kickers. Here's what we like about them. Here's what we don't like about them. I bet halfway through camp, Goody looked at each other, and Goody and the other scouts said, you know what? We need to start investigating other options. Let's look at the draft board from 2024. Let's make sure that they are doing well in camp. Let's keep our pulse on those teams. So when he had done well in camp, I'm sure they were thinking, okay, when the Titans release him, we're going to grab him. So with that being said, guys, he's still a rookie kicker. I mean, with any rookie kicker, you're going to deal with your lumps and your bruises. There's going to be a kick somewhere throughout the season that will be a painful, untimely miss. It's just going to happen. Even with vets, it happens, but you're not having Justin Tucker walk through the door. You're not having Harrison Butker or Graham Gano walk through the door.
You sound really negative. Really negative.
I just want to caution Green Bay fans that it's not like all of our problems will be solved. And I'm going to be a Narv dog fan. I'm a specialist myself. I root for specialists. I just don't expect a 90-plus season. I just really don't. He's a rookie kicker. He's going to take adjustments, and it's going to take some time for him to get in the swing of things. He was a 78% kicker his senior year in college. 78%. So that's...
What was he in preseason?
He was 6-7, and his only miss was 50-plus, and he made a 50-plus.
58 yards. Yeah, and it came up just short, and he hit a 59-yarder as well.
So I would say...
With room to spare.
You would say next Mason Crosby, correct?
What is that? In what way?
Long tenured legendary kicker.
This guy?
Yeah, I like Ray that.
Narveson, Narv dog? Yeah.
Narv dog?
No, I'm not going to put him on a Pro Bowl type level
Adam
like Mason Vinatieri, Crosby.
Narv dog?
Justin, come on, man.
Might as well make him Justin Tucker. Might as well do it. Might as well crown him. Crown him before he's even had a game. Like,
you
want to
crown
Williams.
Him? Crown him.
You want to crown him? Crown him. So, look, I hope this is an upgrade. I really do. but he's still a rookie kicker. You got to have patience with him. I'm going to have patience with him. I hope KPN Nation does and Goody does, because there's probably going to be some kicks that you probably are going to be like, oh, man, if only we had a veteran.
Wait, I thought the conversation was about, like, you know, this is about not having patience. This is win now.
No, but so when it comes to this position, right, last year, this is what it comes down to, is when I look at Anders Carlson.
Oh, he says his name right.
I couldn't deal with another year of him stressing me out. It's like having a stressful ex, and you think about spinning the block one time because you see her out, like, oh, maybe there were some qualities. And then you talk to her, like, oh, boy, I'm so glad I got out this situation. I could
How
not
many times that happened to you?
You know, I usually don't spin the block.
If you want to crown him, then crown him.
Yeah, I usually don't spin the block. Too much.
Spin the block.
Yeah, spin the block. You go back around. You know, you spin around the block.
I've never
you go
heard
back
that term before.
Brad never spun the block?
Hey, you're a married man, so you ain't no spinning no blocks. But the whole thing is this, that what he will be judged on is, I don't want to compare him to what happened last year, but what I'm looking for is how consistent is he when it comes to extra points? That was something that Mr. Carlson, our former kicker, he struggled with that, right? And then on top of that, he's going to miss kicks, as Brad said, but I don't remember Anders Carlson ever making a big, important kick for the Green Bay Packers. And so how many game winners does he make? How many times does he hit a 55-yard field goal to either stretch the lead or bring the Packers within three or tie the game? Like, the pressure situations. What I loved about him was the fact that he hit a 58-yarder. What I love about him is that he hit a 49-yard or 46-yard game winner. Under tense pressure situations, though it is preseason, but he's competing for a job or competing to have some type of film on tape, he came through the clutch, right? And that was
sure
something did. That we did not see from Anders. Anders missed a 32-yard field goal when he was in the middle of the fight of his life to be the starting kicker for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, ain't want somebody, nothing but a Narv, dog.
Go ahead, Ben.
Kicking all the time. Yeah, ain't nothing but a Narv, dog. Kicking all the time. You ain't ever gonna miss a 59.
41. He ain't never going to miss a 41-yarder.
Well, I kind of messed it up, but I still thought it was fun. Jason chimed in.
Kicking all the time. We ain't ever going to miss a field goal under 59.
It's pretty good.
That one was better.
That was pretty good.
That was better.
I would hope. But again, if this kid can be consistent within 50, and then he gives us an opportunity when you trot him out there from 50-plus, and you know that you can, we talked about that scenario yesterday, third and nine from like the 28, you feel okay with, hey, we don't get this first down, we're gonna trot our guy out there. That's what we want.
We want that, but we still
we
don't
that.
Know.
Well,
that.
Yeah,
we know that Carlson didn't kick up to expectations, right? So this is just another spin, another opportunity. He might be great. I hope he's great. But rookie kickers, it's still his first go around. And generally speaking, even if you're a really good rookie kicker, there's gonna be a couple of moments where you're like, oh no.
And I may be on the Narv Dog train right now, if he sucks,
ain't nothing but a Narv Dog.
If he sucks,
kicking all the time,
I will be having the same type of emotion and feelings towards him, because just like my boy Goody realized, you cannot allow your ego to get in the way of greatness. I will not allow my ego to get in the way of the Green Bay Packers being a championship organization and not accepting anything less than excellence from our kicking position.
You ain't nothing but a Narv Dog. Winning overtime.
That was Tex. They just keep coming in.
That's good.
800-990-3776, UKBN Nation, always contributing to the show. We also want to hear from you next here on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, at ESPN Madison, and on that ESPN Wisconsin talking text line. Because now that we're to the point of the almost like solidified 53, we pose a question to you, KBN Nation. How are you feeling? Are you hell yeah, Super Bowl bound? We're close, but not elite. Or a little overhyped? Those are your three options. And if you want to chime in with something different, now that we have our final 53-ish heading into next week's Friday week one game against the Eagles, it's your time to chime in. 800-990-3776. We'll be up on Twitter at KBN ESPN. We're back. Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN.
What's going on? Big, come on.
It's getting tough. It's getting slow.
Ben, don't be pathetic. Your father's with your baby. They're listening. You got to be better.
I don't know where I'm at, but I'm giving it my all. I don't know what you're at either.
Stop humping the ground.
Yeah.
Get up.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. Nothing but a hound dog.
Still working on that poll with our Alex Rope. Well, you ain't never gonna rabbit and you ain't no friend. on Twitter at KBNESPN.
All right, each of you has asked me to do something in the last 15 seconds.
I said it on the show.
How about I'm here this
silence
time, Brad?
Over here. Brad, don't grill me into
Brad's
this. Brad's
yelling at me in my ears off the air. Kyle's yelling at me to pull a video. What do you want out of me? I didn't even hear what you said.
I teased it before going to break. Our
teased
Twitter
what?
Poll. What? Well, we're going to talk about right now because as we moved on from roster cuts, we're moving forward here on Kyle Bruston-Orman. We want to know.
Apparently, I got to find Malik Nabers. Isn't he a Giants receiver?
Oh gosh, I will.
Malik
text
Willis.
You.
Oh, that's your fault.
That is my fault. I remember yesterday.
You said Malik Nabers.
Yeah, but yesterday when I said every time I say Malik Willis, I want to say Malik Nabers. You said in my ear, I understand. So
no longer understand.
No longer understand
it's
today.
It's been 48 hours. You got to get used to it.
Malik Willis.
You got to start calling the left tackle Rasheed Wallace?
Probably. Probably at some point. On Twitter at KBNESPN, we're going to put up the poll. Now that we have a good feel for the 53-man roster, what are you feeling? Hell yeah, Super Bowl bound? Eh, close but not elite. Or a little overhyped? Those are the three options for the KBNESPN Twitter poll. 800-990-3776. I have a feeling Kyle was talking to Strofe and he didn't hear a word that I just said, and he is nodding his head. Absolutely. We'll see how this goes on Twitter. Bradley,
wait, did you just tell him to put a poll up?
While you were talking to the whole damn time.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Are
this
you?
This is chaotic.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's a lot of moving parts right now.
Well, we ready to go.
All right, what you got, Brad?
Okay, so I color me in the close but not elite category, right? Because I look at this team, I look at this depth chart, now this final 53 that the Green Bay Packers have, and I like what I see in a lot of areas. I mean, I like Jordan Love. I like the wide receivers. I think Josh Jacobs is a good addition. I like the D-line. A couple additions to the secondary. I just don't know if I look at this team and say, boy, they are stacked at talent across the board. Like, where's the weakness? Who's going to stop them? I don't feel that. I think that this is a
We got the Narv dog.
Well, the Narv dog helps, right? But this is a good to very good roster, depending on how hot they get. It's not elite. I don't think this is a top five roster in the NFL. I think there are five teams that are better than them as far as, like, pure talent of Pro Bowlers.
Wait, so are you in the little overhyped category?
Not overhyped. I think they're a playoff team. I think they're a playoff team, and they can make some noise in the playoffs.
We have three options, and right now you're kind of middling in between overhyped and elite, but not Super Bowl boundish.
No, I think they're close, but not elite. I think they have enough elite talent, and talent in the right areas to make noise. Quarterback, D-line, offensive weapons. Like, those are areas where if I'm going to build a team, that's where I want to build them around anyway. Good O-line, too. But there's enough holes. There's enough question marks. There's enough areas where I'm like, this guy needs to take a meaningful step for me to feel like this is truly a Super Bowl team. So I look at the roster. I say, they're good. This is a good team. They might be very good, but they're not elite. I don't look at this and say, as currently constructed, without big steps taken by certain players and position groups, that this team is for sure Super Bowl bound. I just don't see it right now.
Yeah, I agree right now. This team is really good. And I don't like saying the because the is kind of disrespectful. It's like, yeah, I ain't doing that to my Green Bay Packers.
So how would you characterize it?
I would look at it as, you know, they're good. They're good. But
isn't it all about Super Bowl? If it's not Super Bowl, then it is a little bit hesitation.
Yeah. No, what we have to understand is this. When we're talking about Super Bowl, there's only a couple teams that are Super Bowl favorites. How much I love my Green Bay Packers, I understand they are not a Super Bowl favorite going into this season. Now, based off the way that they finished
last
year,
what's a Super Bowl favorite to you?
A Super Bowl favorite to me is going to be the Kansas City Chiefs, right? You know what they have. They have championship pedigree. The San Francisco 49ers, they've been knocking at the door many times. They've made it to the Super Bowl. The Detroit Lions last year, they made it to an NFC championship game. We're up in the second half of that game. That's a team that's knocking on the door. A Ravens football team have Lamar Jackson, a guy who's won the MVP before. They haven't been able to get over the hump to get to the Super Bowl. Those are the type of teams that are knocking on the door. Those are the Super Bowl type favorites. But then you have that next level of team that I believe the Green Bay Packers this season are in that next level of team that you think they're going to have a good season, like a Cincinnati Bengals. They have talent. They have Joe Burrow. You think they could possibly do something. The Green Bay Packers, you think they could possibly do something because they have Jordan Love. They have a young ascending receivers on this football team. And so you just feel like the Green Bay Packers are knocking on the door. I don't think I can say, oh, the Packers are Super Bowl bound, but what I can say is you need to watch these Green Bay Packers because they can get hot and they can be a Super Bowl contender.
On Twitter at KBNESPN, Twitter X that is, now that the Packers have mostly finalized their roster ahead of week one, what best describes your feeling about the roster? Very early, 1 minute in, 20 votes. right now, a little bit overhyped.
Really?
Is winning.
A little bit overhyped.
It's very early, but it is a sign that this is going to be probably a 33-33-33 type poll.
Must say I nailed that poll.
You did. Once we got the communication down of what needed to be posted. 800-990-3776.
I don't know why you needed to take something away. You could have just been like, yeah, good job.
No.
You're really bad at giving credit.
You do the same thing, buddy. You're the same
You're
way.
A good
so
producer.
I treat you the same
You're a good
way.
Ooh, we gave him a
You're
buddy.
A good producer.
You do the same thing, buddy.
I just
buddy.
Got buddy.
You got
I just
buddy.
Got buddy.
Got buddy.
All right, thanks, boss.
Yeah! Cut that. Call me boss. Mike in the desert. I'm confident the Packers will have a great season. Entertaining. It's the second season with Love under center. Time will tell. Concerned about the running back depth. Green Bay, 12-5. You ain't nothing but a Narf dog. Loving all the time.
That's what they sent in, I hope. I hope you just start breaking into
Mike.
The song.
Stinky Ben. Stinky Ben.
In the desert by way of Oak Creek. Greg, of course, chimes in. Stick to your guns, Newman. They're overrated by most.
We haven't had a Newman call in a while. Kind of like to hear that.
Z and the D trying to send me a crazy parlay. Not the time, bud. Not the time. We're Narf Dog and celebrating the future.
Isn't it crazy the range of responses? I would have thought we were going to get to Super Bowl bound because there's a vocal Packer fan group that's like, Super Bowl, baby. Jordan loves the guy. We're going to raise the Lombardi. I'm surprised we're not getting more of that.
I don't think we will get more overhyped and more then we will get Super Bowl bound, because though Packers fans are very passionate about our team, I think we do have realistic expectations when it comes to the season. And so when you think about this, I believe that you'll get that more overhyped, because for people who are saying, oh, the Packers are going to go to the Super Bowl, that's too much hype. Like, this ain't exactly what it's going to be. You will be a fool to look at this roster and look at this football team and look at the performance that they had the whole season last year and think that you can say this team is Super Bowl bound. They did not make a Super Bowl bound type move. They made moves to solidify this team, make the defense better with a new defensive coordinator. You add Xavier McKinney. You replace Aaron Jones with Josh Jacobs. You made it so this team was going to take the next step forward that will be more competitive and more consistent, but it wasn't like you signed some big stud inside linebacker, a disruptive guy on the D-line as well. We didn't do all those different moves to say, yes, this team has all the pieces. We still are waiting and seeing what the team is going to be, specifically on the defensive side of the ball.
Sorry to cut you off. That's what intrigues me about this roster, because I look at it, and usually for a Super Bowl champion or someone that's going to contend for the NFC or the AFC, you look at maybe even just a side of the ball and you go, poof, I don't see a weakness. Like, that is a stacked, you know, line, secondary, and skill positions.
Okay,
like,
what's the weakness on when you look at the Packers and you're not going to say, ooh, I don't see a weakness.
Linebacker.
Obviously, your comment. No, offense, on the offensive side of the ball. With defense, we know there's
still
a weakness.
I still want to see tight ends, prove more.
And if, as currently constructed, I see that. But, like, if the Titans take a big step forward, maybe that changes things. But I'm not sure the offensive line is still figured out. I don't think Josh Myers and a question mark Jordan Morgan
the
is
offensive
is good.
Line finished the season amazing.
They're solid.
It's a
different offensive line. You've drafted a first-round pick in Jordan Morgan, who's going to be starting at right guard for this football team. They should be improved.
That's a new guy.
But the first half of last season, the offensive line struggled. Balaga and Tausch both said that one of the reasons Jordan Love did so much better the second half was because the offensive line got their act together. Which version are we going to get?
And so that's the great thing, is that I like, when we talk about overall team, which version of the team that we're going to get, you have to have a cohesive unit moving all together in the same direction. It can't just be individual performances. But when I see a Rashid Walker consistently get better and then have the confidence of, like, I feel good at this left tackle position, one of the most important positions in the NFL, I'm confident about that, right? And then when you draft somebody at right guard who you think can play left tackle and they're a first-round pick, where Bill Belichick said he might be the best offensive lineman in the draft who's going to play right guard for you, you feel good about that. I feel like the Green Bay Packers offensive line, the progress that we saw, even Josh Myers wasn't terrible at the end of last year. The progress that they made last season, I feel confident that they can carry that over. Quarterback and offensive line are two different positions, where Jordan Love, I think, has more question marks than the offensive line does coming into this year.
800-990-3776. That's the ESPN Wisconsin talking text line. And on Twitter X, more results coming in. 62 votes in about 5 minutes here. Now that the Packers have mostly finalized their 53-man roster ahead of week one, what describes your feeling about this roster? Hell yes, Super Bowl time, 30%. Elite, close, but not like Super Bowl-ish, 40%. Little bit overhyped still at 29%. That is a high percentage of overhyped for a team that went to the playoffs last year, won 9 games, and seems to have solidified a long-term solution at the most important position of football.
Kicker.
Kicker.
My boy Bray Norm, dog.
Daniel the Sloth chimes in. Is Kyle an auctioneer on the side? He talks fast, LOL.
Do I need to slow down?
No, you just get really excited about your Green Bay Packers.
I get excited about the Packers. Oh,
come on. Say it on the air.
Come on.
What should I be auctioning off? Here we got him. Hamill's here.
Anders Carlson. You've got a Brad Nortman worn jersey starting at 5 cents. Go ahead.
Oh, we got a Brad Nortman jersey. We're not just talking about Wisconsin Badgers. We are talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars in halfway Carolina Panthers jersey. Do I have 5 cents? Start at 5 cents. That's right there. 5 cents right there. Anybody else? Ten cents. Anybody over there?
What?
10 cents over there. 15. Do we have 15? 15 cents right there. Anybody else? This is going high. It's going high. It's worth something. 15 once. 15 twice. 15 three times. Here's what I'm going to do. Before we get off. I know Brad Nortman. I know him. And I talked to him before
He'll
this.
He's going
to
sign it. He's going to sign it. I'm in for 20 cents.
Yeah. Hey. Not only is he going to sign it as well, he's going to get Graham Gano to sign it too, so it's worth something. So here we go. We have a Graham Gano kick tie jersey as well.
That was really good. That was really good, Kyle.
Side gig for Kyle Wallace.
I'm compelled. I want to buy it. I want to buy
20
it.
Cents.
20 cents. I'll do it for a quarter.
I don't know how. I've seen Homer do that before. I don't know how people do that. I would pass out after doing one.
Lot.
I'd be like,
Michael Middleton, 25 cents.
25 cents.
I wish we had the real jersey.
I can get it done.
Can we get an ESPNWisconsinContest.com, a live KBN auctioneer?
Oh, that would be dope.
My
and we
gosh,
can donate the money.
So good.
We can donate the money.
What would a Ben Bruss Lithuanian trading card sign go for?
Ooh, that's rare. That's rare.
It is rare.
Those exist?
Oh, yeah. We got trading cards.
Oh, wow.
Come on, Brad.
Who's the brand?
Professional.
What's the brand that it is? It's not Tops.
Bops. For bums. Bums overseas balling.
Damn.
I'm just kidding.
I'm going to go cry in the break. We'll be back with the best segment of the show. Kyle, if your radio career doesn't work out, I think you'd be a great auctioneer.
Well, thank you. Maybe I should look into it.
More Kyle Bruston-Nortman reacting to the Green Bay Packers and your thoughts next.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN.
Let them know the dread-headed brother loves the Green Bay Packers. When you see me, Goody, let me in the box.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. Hanging
out with you, KBN Nation, at 800-990-3776. Every day we get a little closer to Green Bay Packers football kicking off next Friday night. Yes, next Friday night. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman here with you. We're on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. It's time now for everyone's favorite segment with our guy, Alex Trofe.
Hey, Mr. Irrelevant. It's time to become relevant. Strofe's time to shine on KBN starts now.
It happened again.
You got pooped on by a bird?
No.
I'd be really lucky.
It's a good guess.
It was. That's not even what
Wait,
I was
Wait, I was like, what happened to Strofe recently?
I'm just... And Brad, the last time I brought this up, you were like, well, that's normal. Why does every NFC North team need to pick up our scraps?
Yeah.
Samore Toure go to the Chicago Bears.
They want
to
be.
It irritates the hell out of me.
Why?
Like,
you should be honored.
There's 28 other teams to pick from than the Vikings, Lions, and Bears.
They want the blueprint of the Packers.
Imitation is the highest form of flattery.
Yep. That's exactly
right?
What it is.
But if I'm Samore Toure, I'm like, screw those guys. I hate the Bears.
Let me let you in on a little something, Strofe.
NFL.
He's just happy he's on a team.
Yeah.
He said, okay. Packers cut me. Bear down, baby. That's what Samori Toure is saying.
How'd that work out for Equanimeous St. Brown? He's a free agent now.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he got cut yesterday.
And then Bobby Tonyan.
How'd that work out for him?
He's running out of another one.
He's running out of NFC North teams to play for.
I don't think he's played for all four.
Well, he got hurt for the Vikings, didn't he?
Yeah.
But he played. Didn't he sign with the Lions at a point?
Yeah,
did we get him?
He was
from
just
the
with the Lions.
But
yeah.
Don't you think that this confirms the Packers' supremacy? Where there's like every other team in the NFC North just wants your you know, your leftovers.
So does this happen all over the league, though, because, like, divisional opponents have such a close eye on it? I just, it has always really irritated me.
It does seem abnormally high that the Packer players end up on the other NFC North. It does seem strange. I can't. That's just purely observational.
You're right. I don't think it was the first one that came in my mind.
But think about this, though. If you work somewhere, right, where you know there's a lot of talent that comes from this team, like the Packers are a really good organization. They have a really good eye for, you know, finding.
Notice how he said, if you work somewhere that has a lot of talent. He didn't say, I work somewhere that has a lot of talent.
I do work somewhere with a lot of talent, but I don't want anybody to pluck any of us. We would elevate a lot of radio around Wisconsin and the country. But my thing is with the, with the Green Bay Packers.
Thanks for the glowing endorsement.
Oh, no, we would. But with the Green Bay Packers specifically, you understand that they have an overflow of talent. Samari Toure is not just, it's not like he's a bum or anything like that. It's just the Green Bay Packers have so many good young wide receivers, he couldn't cut it this year, right? And so he can potentially go somewhere else and be talented and do well. And they understand that when the Packers let you go, usually the Packers have a good eye for talent.
Dave from Aaron chimes in, X-Files music style. The other NFC North teams are grabbing these cuts to get intel.
Doesn't work. Doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. It's too. There's nothing that he can really share that's gonna.
That you can't find on the scout, on the film.
Yeah, that you can't find on film. And it's not like he has. They change audibles and verbiage all the time. There's really no way that you can do that. But I like the conspiracy theory. I'm a big conspiracy theory guy myself when it comes to sports.
Let's stick in the NFL with other things that piss me off, shall we?
Sure.
I'm a little, hot today.
Vent.
Oh, so Jerod Mayo, who I like, the new head coach of the New England Patriots, he said, I know who's starting at quarterback between Drake May and Jacoby Brissett, but I'm not telling the team till Thursday. I'm going to keep that one in the back pocket for 24 hours like that's going to be such a competitive advantage. The only thing he is doing is hurting his own team, who, by the way, is going to be the worst in the NFL by not telling his team for 24 hours. That's the only thing he's doing.
That's extreme. They're going to be the worst team in the NFL.
They're not going to be good.
The New England Patriots are going to be the worst team in the NFL. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You think so?
Fall I do, from grace.
Yes. This is a very college thing to do, right?
You know what they say, Brad?
What's that?
If you got two quarterbacks, how many you got, Brad?
Yeah, none.
You got none, Brad?
Yeah, none.
How many quarterbacks do the New England Patriots have, Ben?
What about three quarterbacks? Sean Payton really likes his quarterback room.
Hey, Jared Stidham's a starter, bro.
No, I just want to, for the Patriots, it ain't Patriots talk, but Drake May is going to be
their franchise
quarterback.
What are you doing right now? Why are you so fixated on the fact?
Because that was a stupid comment.
Basically, he's saying they're going to be a bottom five team. Stop saying
he's
so literal.
You can have that, but like they have one quarterback. His name is Drake May. He may not start right away, but he is their franchise quarterback.
Potential franchise
quarterback. No, he's going to, he's going to be the guy.
They're going to try
him. You can't throw the word franchise quarterback out there like
that. He's going to have multiple years to have a try at this. You saw it with Justin Fields. You saw it with Mitchell Trubisky. You see it with all quarterbacks. He's a first round pick, top five pick. He's going to have multiple years to try to start. It's just whether or not they want to start him right now.
It doesn't mean that Alex is wrong in saying that they're going to be ass.
Well, it's just it's a weird comment. I agree with you. Like, I don't know what kind of message that sends to your team.
Who cares? I'm so confused why you're hot about this joke. Maybe that's my issue. Who cares?
I agree. What else you got that you're hot on?
Oh, you feel attacked? I'm sorry.
I feel a little attacked.
That's some real Gen Z sensitivity.
Let me apologize. Let me show, empathy? I feel you.
It's empathy. I understand how you feel. I learned, I'm going to stick in the NFL, then we'll go elsewhere in a second. One more thing in the NFL. I didn't realize, maybe I haven't done enough fantasy football drafts this year. Did you guys know Ezekiel Elliott is the starting running back of the Dallas Cowboys?
He is. Number eight.
Again?
Yeah.
I guess they got to save money somewhere.
Isn't he like broke? Because Dalvin Cook's on there. That's what made me look into it. So Dalvin Cook and Ezekiel Elliott, which would have been a masterful backfield in 2018. But what the hell are they doing?
Yeah,
I don't know if you saw this, and if you didn't, you're welcome. Jerry Jones just did an interview, the GM and owner of the Cowboys, and he said nobody could do a bleeping better job than me as a general manager.
See now,
I hate him.
I kind of like it.
No, what do you mean you like it? You
he
like
stinks.
Liars? He's
no,
a liar.
It's so entertaining.
No, he's a liar.
He's a walking soundbite. It's so funny. He's the owner. He's the GM. He says the craziest
and
things.
And he's the father.
It's so funny.
I don't get that
He's the father of like a 21-year-old girl. And
you're going to bring his business.
Wait, really?
Yeah, y'all didn't see that? He was in court like 2 weeks ago. Somebody got
paid.
You
watching court TV?
Somebody got paid. Let me tell you, that baby mama got paid. Run me them checks. But anyways,
I feel like for Jerry
Jones. How much do you think
that? Oh, my God. She hit the lottery. The lottery. If I found out my daddy wasn't my daddy, it was Jerry Jones, I'd say, hey, Pops, it is what it is, man. It happens. Hey, Papa Jerry.
I have a hard time. I don't know if I can break the news to you. Jerry Jones.
I'm too dark.
Is not the father of my
My mother would never. But for real though, Jerry Jones is so annoying. The fact that he thinks that nobody could do a better job than him. He hasn't won a Super Bowl in almost 30 years. There are a lot of people that have done a better job than you multiple times over. Like, dude, because he's 84 or something like that.
He's
like,
old.
He doesn't want to retire. No, come on, dog. You ain't going to be able to know your face from your butt in a couple years.
Oh my God.
It's the truth.
I don't know if we should ask another.
No, I was doing a whole thing there where I was like irritated and angry.
And then he went off on Jerry
and
Jones.
And then he yelled at me, so I was even more angry. And then he did that.
I was really annoyed by what Jerry Jones said because it's old and senile.
Why does that upset you?
Was the last time you won't know what?
It's funny.
He won't know his face from his butt.
He won't. I'll tell you, turn around in the mirror, washing his behind, thinking this is his face. Wash your face, Jerry. Now wash your ass.
For those of you listening on the radio, when Kyle said wash his face, he started touching his behind. And when he said wash your ass, he put both of his hands on his face.
I think I'm joking. I'm dead serious.
I know you're not joking about how underdog fantasy works.
Oh, no, I am not joking about how underdog fantasy works. And I cannot wait to September 5th when the NFL season kicks off again, because that's the chance I get to play football. But until then, you can play the Underdog Fantasy Sports app with all the sports going on right now. Whether it's MLB or whether it's the WNBA, you have a chance to get in the game right now with the Underdog Fantasy Sports app. And this is how it works. You select players from multiple teams. You select higher or lower on those player stats. If your picks hit, you can win big. Real money, yes. So over a million fans got in on the action with the Underdog Fantasy last season playing football. But now's the perfect time for you to hop on board. It is so simple. It is so fun. So go download the Underdog Fantasy app from your app store or visit UnderdogFantasy.com and sign up using promo code KBN. Promo code KBN, and Underdog will give you a highly discounted pick to use on your first pick'em entry, plus a great deposit offer. That's promo code KBN, and join me this football season and win big. Remember, must be 18 plus and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply, consumers to play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
I'm throwing this to the group right now. A text comes in. Oh, this segment should be renamed Gen Z Sensitivity. What upset Strof today?
Powerful.
Nobody said that.
I'm just saying it was a request. Kyle, what do you think?
I like it. It really matches.
Strof,
well.
What do you think? We all like it.
But nobody said that.
Of course. Here we go. Now he's being sensitive like a Gen Zer. Let's just go to break while he goes and gets in his emotions.
You guys are really mean.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Dick Van Dyke, real quick on the cha-cha slide ACL, says she was carried out by all five of us. Five people?
That's a big girl. Yeah, that's a big girl who did cha-cha.
Stop it, Kyle.
What you mean? Five of them had to carry out a big girl. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
You, KBN Nation at 800-990-3776. I'm Ben Brust alongside our Packer backer Kyle Wallace, who nailed Braden Narveson, the Narv Dog, on Monday at 4:07. He said on Wednesday he will be in the green and gold, and by golly, he's in the green and gold. Brad Nortman, Super Bowl 50 runner-up, and Alex Strof running the show. Brad, this one upset me when you told me.
As it should.
Costco did it again.
Costco's at it again,
they
guys.
They robbed you, too. You went shopping with your girl, and all of a sudden, you're like, damn, that's a high bill.
You know what, Lexi, and I decided about Costco? That primarily, I can only go. Because it's too stressful.
The one thing he does not do with his wife.
Yeah, primarily I go.
Is that the only thing you don't do with her?
Basically. But we together form a list. But like we found that.
Before you go.
Before I go. Because I found that when I shop, I'm more of like mission oriented. Like I got the list, I go get the list, and I'm out.
Oh, and robotic Brad.
Robotic, that's right. But when the two of us are combined, we start to, you know, go outside of our bout. We're like, we can't do this together.
Stop acting like you're poor.
Can you imagine them going shopping and then, you know, she's looking for different things and Brad is like, this wasn't on the list. Damn it, Brad, can I just have something once?
One
just,
time.
Just once.
It's honestly pretty much accurate. But to continue this airing grievances.
She said that to you, for real?
Not exactly. I will challenge.
I'm going to let you get to the Costco story for a second, okay. But we're going inside the marriage of Brad and Lex.
Oh, please. Wow. Please, open book.
When the hell do you fight?
When do we fight? When, usually when one of us is tired, it tends to be a pretty... what's the best way to put this?
This is the lamest fight situation ever.
Honey, I'm sorry. I was just so sleepy last night. I get it, baby.
So usually one of us has our wits about us and like it can remain calm, therefore it doesn't escalate, while the other one kind of just lets loose or whatever. And usually it has to do with like hunger, fatigue, some underlying issue. But usually you give it some time. There's an apology being like, you know what? I said some things I shouldn't have. I was tired. I apologize. We've really knocked out a lot of the issues that cause drama.
Hangry, that's a real thing.
For sure.
That's a real thing. And
hangry's the like, I don't want to compare it to the time of the month.
But you may assume it's one of them two things. I'll tell you, I don't get hangry like that. Maybe, I don't know. Like, I can't see it. But I'll tell you one thing consistent with every woman I've ever talked to, if that woman is not fed, she has an attitude, you need to
know
just feed
exactly
her.
What it is.
Feed her. Feed her.
Yeah. I had this conversation with her, it was for before dinner, I want to say, the other day, like 2 days ago. I was like, I know you don't mean any of this. You're just hungry.
Yeah. When one of the persons there is mad, hangry, whatever it is, it's the responsibility of the other person to be like, I should say things right now, but I'm
gonna
withhold.
Going to.
Yeah, I'm going
to
withhold. That's a very healthy response.
I didn't say it
because it will pass.
I didn't say it to her. I was thinking.
Attaboy.
I was like, damn, she's just hungry right now. I'm just getting beat up.
The hell with that.
Beat up.
I'm going to let you know. Listen, baby, I know this ain't you. You hungry.
Yeah.
We ain't going to let this disrespect slide. We need to eat.
Yeah.
So what happened at Costco?
But to land the play on the fighting thing, this is good marriage advice.
Thank
for
you,
real.
God. I'll take it.
We try to have it be not like me versus Lexi on an issue, but me and Lexi versus the issue.
Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough, especially when you got a winner's mentality. Boy.
But you have to change the way, you have to change what winning means.
I got to win the argument. Now we're going to win this argument against each other together somehow.
Yeah, yeah, let's beat this person.
But the marriage loses, though. You win, the marriage loses.
Oh, thank you, Brad. Noted.
Anyway, I'm at Costco this weekend, and they're at it again, guys. They are at it again. I'm walking through Costco, and remember, it was about, I don't know, 4 weeks ago when I was pretty upset that they had already introduced Halloween items into the what you can buy. Guys, call me a liar if I didn't walk through, send you guys a picture, and see Christmas stuff all throughout Costco. They even lessened the Halloween stuff.
So there's less Halloween to make room for Christmas.
Yeah, and we're still 2 months from Halloween.
That is insane.
There was wrapping paper. There was decor. There was Christmas trees. So, you know, I checked out the Christmas trees. Because last year,
Brad drove all the way to Grafton from Oconomowoc.
I did.
A $50 tree that looked like it never had water.
It was dilapidated. Lexi put her TLC into it. And darn it, we made it look pretty good. The Christmas tree looked really nice, though.
How much was it? Was it within the...
So it was a 12-foot tree. What do you think it was?
Ooh, from Costco, $600.
Oh, way higher.
Oh, dang, Christmas trees go.
This is exactly why I bought a $50 Christmas tree. The Christmas tree was $1,000.
$1,000.
That's Christmas.
Imagine all the gifts you can get.
We are legitimately 4 months from Christmas. 4 months. And Costco is selling Christmas stuff. It was one thing to bring up Halloween 3 months ahead of time. You're kind of entering fall. We haven't even entered fall. And we're doing like winter stuff. I literally spun around and went in a different direction.
800-990-3776. Daniel the Sloth takes advice from Kyle. I'm so far into my marriage that sometimes I do and say certain things to spice things up a
little bit. See, I'm not far into a marriage at all, not even married yet, but I like having a little bit of back and forth, spice it up a little bit, walking around with an attitude. Come here, girl, with that attitude. Come here. You mad, give me a hug. You know you love me. I like that.
I feel like I feel like fights at the Nortman household always end with a nice beverage in hand.
Oh, that's right. We're cheersing to one another, no matter how the day goes, honestly, with a Carbless. Me and Lexi sit in the Nortman estate, Carbless in hand. Carbless, man, I'll tell you what, there's a flavor for everybody. I know for me, right now, it really does feel like summer still. Nothing says summer like the margarita 4-pack that is just has margarita flavors that I didn't know I needed until I tried them. And of course, there's the classic cocktails like Paloma, Margarita, Moscow Mule, and all the various fruit flavors like cranberry, black cherry, pineapple. Man, they're so good on a summer day like today. But you know what? Me and Lexi, we both stay active, we eat healthy. Therefore, when we kick back and relax and have a beverage, we want it to be guilt-free. That's what Carbless does for us. No carbs, no sugars, gluten-free, less carbonation. That means that the tummy still feels good drinking it, no bloat. 100 calories per can. That whole experience means guilt-free. And I'm feeling good, and I'm looking good with Carbless. If you haven't discovered why less is more, now is finally the time to do it. You still got summer, football season, lots with the Brewers. There's so many reasons to drink a Carbless. Less is more with Carbless. Find them online at retailers near you.
Been having some thoughts about Jordan Love, and I want to share them with all of you. Next in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere.